Title: China Issues New Regulation on Countering Foreign Unjustified Extraterritorial Jurisdiction. Content: On April 7, 2026, the State Council of the People's Republic of China issued the Regulation on Countering Foreign Unjustified Extraterritorial Jurisdiction, the regulation, which took effect immediately upon issuance. The regulation builds on China's existing anti-sanctions legal framework, including the Anti-Foreign Sanctions Law of the People's Republic of China, the Anti-Foreign Sanctions Law, and the rules on counteracting unjustified extraterritorial application of foreign legislation and other measures, the blocking rules. It marks another major step in China's effort to strengthen its legal response to foreign long-arm jurisdiction and other extraterritorial measures affecting Chinese interests. This article provides a brief overview of the key features of the regulation. Key features of the regulation. The regulation establishes a more comprehensive framework for identifying foreign extraterritorial measures, issuing blocking orders, granting exemptions, imposing countermeasures, and providing legal remedies. 1. Identification and assessment of unjustified foreign extraterritorial measures. Under the regulation, competent authorities have the power to determine whether a foreign measure constitutes an unjustified extraterritorial measure. In making that determination, the authorities may consider factors including whether the measure violates international law or basic principles of international relations, whether there is a sufficient or substantive connection between the foreign measure and the relevant conduct or parties, whether the measure harms China's sovereignty, national security, development interests, or the lawful rights and interests of Chinese individuals or entities, and other factors provided by law. These standards may be used to assess the legitimacy of foreign export controls, economic sanctions, investment restrictions, supply chain restrictions, and secondary sanctions. The regulation also authorizes the competent authorities to classify foreign measures by risk level and adopt corresponding countermeasures or restrictive actions based on that classification. 2. Prohibition order and exemption mechanism. The regulation introduces a formal prohibition order system. The competent authorities may issue orders prohibiting relevant parties from implementing or assisting with foreign unjustified extraterritorial measures. Parties that violate prohibition orders may face administrative penalties, including corrective orders, restrictions on government procurement, import and export controls, cross-border data transfer restrictions, entry or exit restrictions, and fines. Compared with the blocking rules, the scope of the new regulation is significantly broader. The blocking rules mainly focused on entities and individuals within China, while the regulation expressly extends to both domestic and foreign parties. The regulation also provides an exemption mechanism. Where compliance with unjustified extraterritorial measures is mandatory under foreign legal requirements, Chinese companies or individuals may apply to the competent authorities for an exemption. If approved, they may comply with the relevant foreign measures within the approved scope. This mechanism provides a potential compliance safe harbor for companies facing conflicting legal obligations. 3. Malicious entity list and countermeasures. The regulation allows the competent authorities to place foreign companies and individuals that formulate, implement, or assist in the implementation of unjustified extraterritorial measures on a malicious entity list. The scope of restrictions may also extend to affiliated entities controlled or operated by listed parties in order to prevent circumvention. Listed parties may apply for suspension, modification, or removal of the relevant restrictions after completing corrective actions required by the competent authorities. It is worth noting that the malicious entity list is different from China's existing unreliable entity list. The former focuses more specifically on parties involved in advancing or implementing foreign unjustified extraterritorial measures targeting China, while the latter generally addresses foreign entities that harm China's sovereignty, national security, or development interests, or that disrupt normal market transactions. 4. Judicial remedies.